You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Kendall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Did I pronounce it right?
You did. I was your flight attendant years ago.
When are you talking about me personally?
Oh.
Dom.
Are you
Yeah.
This is a weird way to start things.
Well,
you were my flight attendant.
Yes. Just after you and Gretchen were married.
Okay.
How about that?
And you were going to Cabo. I believe it was Cabo.
Never went there with her.
Uh-oh.
It was Cabo or Cancun, one of them.
Was this recently?
This was years ago.
Okay.
And you came on and you said, I really want this hot girl to sit next to me. And then I realized who you were because I had been on your morning show years and years ago. Yeah.
This doesn't ring a bell, huh, Dom?
Do not remember me.
Somebody, either she's making this up, was pretending to be Dom.
Nope. You even sent me the audio from...
Calm me down.
You sure it was Gretchen?
Yes. You were newly married.
I've never been to Mexico with Gretchen.
Well,
so
Dom's been newly married a few times.
Something's off here. But that's all right.
I'm going to have to listen to the audio again and see when it was and then email you.
Yeah, because this is super awkward.
Was it 5 years ago?
No, I can't. I'm trying to remember. I've slept since then.
Listen, it doesn't matter.
Here's the point. You're a flight
attendant.
The point
is, I met you. You were kind to me, I'm sure. Thank you for that. Was I an okay passenger?
Sounds like you were trying to pick up hot chicks.
Yeah. And then I realized that it was you because I had been on your Friday live show that I came in. And I told Gretchen congratulations.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on a second. Was this a Southwest flight?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the story, Jeremy. I do remember. You know, at Southwest, you can't buy... we didn't buy the tickets together, and so we had different boarding numbers.
Okay.
Right? So I got on first, I think.
Yep.
Right? And then I was telling Kendall, I was like, there's this really hot blonde, blah, blah, blah. Will you sit her next to me?
I see what you did there.
So it was just a setup, you know? Right.
Yeah.
So because she didn't board until like 5 minutes after I did. And the seats will fill up because it's, you know, sit anywhere you want.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And I was basically trying to, quote, save a seat for somebody. So, my God. We finally got to the bottom of it.
Was Southwest. I'm surprised they didn't charge you to talk to the flight attendant.
Oh, my gosh. Candle with a K. I can't believe you don't remember me.
Well, he remembers you now.
I just told the story. Now I remember.
Hey,
do you know how many hundreds of people we talk to and meet? And, I mean...
Yeah, true. Same.
Yeah, same. You know then.
Yeah. Where were you going? Do you remember, Dom?
No. It certainly wasn't Mexico. Okay. I know that for a fact.
All right. Well,
so, but that's all right.
I feel like there's something there. Okay.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Going to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll be flying.
Do you still fly? Okay, where are you flying? Where's your route?
I will end up in Nashville Saturday night.
Nice.
And
good time.
Actually, so I have 19 hours in Nashville on Saturday night, and then 11 hours in Nashville Sunday night.
You can go tear it up a little bit.
Go down to Broadway and get some music in, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are downtown on Saturday night, so that's the plan.
How fun.
You'll have such a good time. Good for you.
Awesome.
Kendall, you are delightful. Let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
Right. Yes, I am.
All right. You'll like this. And for everyone who's on hold, even if Kendall gets it, please don't hang up. Yesterday, everybody
hung up. Please don't. It's Friday. We'd like to talk to you.
We want to talk to all of you. Even if she gets it. She may not get it. Candle, 10 seconds. We were just talking about how HR people in offices turn out to be kind of the randiest people in the office, which is kind of funny. But we want you to give us, in 10 seconds, 5 reasons you could be called into HR. 5 different reasons that you'd be brought into HR. Ready? And go.
Sexual harassment, workplace violence, stealing company time, stealing money, fraternization.
I feel like you were a little too good at this.
I was in HR at my previous employer.
There we go. Okay. All right.
How could we know?
We had no idea.
I love the fraternization. That's fantastic. God.
That's good.
I think it makes you a winner.
Yeet, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
Candle the flight attendant.
Good job.
Oh, that's great. You know what? And I'm going to guess it was San Antonio.
Oh, that you were heading off to.
Oh, really?
That's my guess.
Oh, I thought it was somewhere tropical. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to the audio and email you.
Please do. Please do.
I got it. Yes.
In the meantime, stand by because Josh wants to tell you about your great prize. And thank you for hanging out with us, Kendall. We appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Hold on. Don't go away. That's great. I'm racking my brain over here. Where did I go? Well, I fly a lot.
Who was
so
I with?
Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you as well.
What are you doing this weekend? Got some fun plans?
I am going to the dinner theater with the girls, my mother, my sister, my daughter-in-law, and my granddaughter to see Little Mermaid.
Oh, how cute.
That'll be a sweet
Under
time.
The sea.
Keys
under the rainy skies this weekend.
That's all right. It'll be perfect.
Where are you going to go eat beforehand?
You eat there. It's a dinner theater, so...
Are they serving fish?
A whole seafood menu, yeah.
You kind of have to.
That seems wrong.
No, it doesn't. It's perfect.
You're eating the...
Eat crab and shrimp.
That's something wrong about that.
Mermaid tail?
Well, I'm sure my granddaughter will have the little hot dogs that are cut in to look like little starfish. So it's not all
that is
it just
freaking
looks like
adorable. That poor
really
person
good.
In the back, though, that has to cut up all those hot dogs. Like, oh, my God.
Maybe they've got some sort of, like, what's that called?
Like a stamp machine that...
Yeah, it stamps out little hot dog starfish or whatever.
That's fun.
It's weird.
Why are you doing this? Just a little girls' night out or anything special about it?
Yeah. My mom has season tickets, and so when it's anything with the kids, then we just buy extras and take the kids with us.
Well, that's a good idea. That'll be a good time.
That's fun.
Get them some culture. That's fun.
Culture.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Michelle, what do you do for a living?
Okay. I manage a bulk distribution center.
A bulk distribution
center?
A major company? Tell us.
You got to elaborate a little bit.
We're the friendly place. I'll just leave it at that.
Is that Ace? Ace is the friendly place. No.
No, that's Helpful Hardware.
Helpful Hardware. Could
be? Yeah, we're helpful.
It's Ace.
We're the Helpful Hardware place. Yep.
Okay. Ace is the place.
I've never thought of Ace as the friendly store.
No, me either. I like Ace. That's where I get my propane. I get my propane at Ace. All right, well.
And you handle bulk distribution?
Yep. Like all the bulk stuff, the big pallets of...
Spray paint.
Birdseed, the big pallets of... No, it's more like
mulch.
Soil and mulch and, yeah, the big pallets of... That you usually see outside.
Yeah, so that's a thing, huh?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Good for
it
you.
Is.
Well, listen, we hope you have a fun weekend. Have a great time at the show, and thank you for calling our show. We really appreciate
you,
Michelle.
Bye now.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too. I love our listeners. So nice. Here's Jesse. Oh, Jesse, what are you doing this weekend?
Hey, well, I'm going to a parade up here. My daughter's going to be in the parade because she's a cheerleader. So that's what we're doing.
Up here?
What is that?
Johnstown.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a corn festival parade or something like that.
Really?
The corn festival parade.
You think it's going to be rained out?
It might be, yeah, but we're still going. I got an umbrella. She has an umbrella. We're going to go.
Ella. Do they promote it by saying, lend us your ears? See, Jeremy, it's a corn.
It's corn. It's corn, Jesse. Parades are stupid, though, right?
Right, yeah, I know. You have to sit there and wave. And
parades are so stupid.
Stuff,
it's just one big long advertisement.
And Jesse's like,
really
I gotta wait.
It's all it is.
Jesse's saying, I gotta wait through this whole thing just for the 2 seconds that my daughter goes marching by. And I wave, hi,
I know,
honey.
I know.
Haven't seen you in like 30 minutes. Hi.
We went to the Buffalo Bill parade in Golden, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And you know who got the most applause during that parade was the people that walked behind the horses with the shovels. They scooped up the poo as the horses were pooping. And everyone went nuts for those people. It was so funny.
That would actually be a funny thing for you and me to do at some parade.
Be the scoopers?
Is have Dom and Jeremy bringing up the rear, so to speak, with shovels.
Yeah.
And picking up
poo.
The guys that were doing it had poo emoji hats on. So they had like big turds on their head. It was really well done.
I think we should do that at some parade.
I'm down with that.
Since we're so
scoop
down
with the best
on
of them.
Parades, we could
They're so
have
stupid,
some fun though. With it at least.
Right?
What do you do for a living, Jesse?
I work at a gunsmithing school, actually.
Whoa.
Gunsmithing school.
Yeah.
So what's your day? What's your day-to-day? What do you do?
Well, I deal with the financial aid stuff and the back office things.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about guns.
I don't know about guns.
Do you personally own a gun?
I do, yeah.
Well,
what do you got?
What are you packing?
We gotta know.
Got a Smith & Wesson.
All right.
That's it. Just leaving it
That's
at
it.
That. Huh?
Like a .45, a .357.
It's a .45, but yeah, it's just for protection, basically.
All right, that's
understood.
Good. Yeah, yeah,
I've got
absolutely.
A couple, like shotguns that I have up in my office.
Well, then you
stuff,
do know so. Things
this
about
lady
guns.
Lady has got a lot of guns
Don't
on her.
Don't get
She's
into her
armed.
Office. It sounds like she'll blow
Jesse's
your head off.
And dangerous.
No,
man.
No. No.
It's just dangerous.
Man.
No ammo on campus. Come on, guys.
Oh, what was the gun that Dirty Harry carried? Was that a .45?
I'd have to look it up.
Harry gun.
It was probably a .357 Magnum.
I know, a .44 Magnum.
Oh, .44 Magnum.
Seeing as how this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a pretty cool
lucky,
job, Jesse.
Punk. All right.
Well, thanks, yeah. Well,
I feel like it's a fairly safe job. Nobody would come in and try to rob you or do anything, you know?
Oh, well, now you
sure,
did it.
Yeah.
Now I did it. Shut up.
I'm a little nervous talking to you even, so you scared me and I'm going to leave now. So I hope you have a good day. I hope I haven't said anything to offend you today at all.
Yeah, enjoy the parade. No. Parades are awesome. Okay. Bye.
You're a good sport, Jesse. Have a great day. Say hi to everyone in Johnstown for us.
Will do.
Okay. All right, bye.
She didn't know what to do with us there at the end.
It's kind of funny.
There's David. David, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, David.
We're having a good day. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going on my way right now to pick up some buddies from the airport, and we're going to head up and do a hike, and then tomorrow I'll actually be watching rugby all day.
All right.
Watching rugby all day.
This is a dude-filled weekend for you.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a sevens tournament here in Denver, and my girlfriend's son, he's 10, he actually plays rugby, so we're going to check out some pros.
I'll tell you something.
He'll love that.
I've got some buddies of mine who are former rugby players, and I have mad respect for people
Absolutely.
Who play rugby. Those
tough
are some
sport.
Tough people,
yeah.
man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get beat
yeah,
up.
I'm pretty pumped about it. This is the first time we're going to watch a full-on tournament, so it'll be a good time.
That'll be fun, man.
Is it the one in Glendale, just down the street from the radio station?
He used to actually play. No, it's not there. He actually used to play for the Glendale team, the kids team that practiced there. But no,
that's a cool park.
We can see it from the station, I think.
Yeah, that's a really cool park too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't live too far from you then.
Well,
what do you do for a living, David?
I do a couple different things. I work for a cabinetry company, doing sales for them. I actually work at REI downtown Denver. Selling some outdoor equipment.
You get a good discount?
It's one of the major reasons I work there.
I thought that might be why. What's your discount?
Oh, I mean, you know, I don't like to disclose all my personal information.
Oh, come on. If you work at REI, you get a discount. How big is it?
We get a 30%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty solid.
It'll knock the price down on that $400 tent you're looking at, you know?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yep. Makes it a little more reasonable.
Knock the price down. It'll probably knock the price down to their cost,
to
right?
Normal so, prices, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, close to it. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's all right. They have high quality outdoor gear, Dom.
Solid.
Yeah, oh man, it's great. It's great stuff.
I like walking around in REI stores. There's just something about it. You almost feel outdoorsy even if you don't do crap.
Yeah.
When you actually
you feel like you, could.
You don't even have to kayak or hike or mountain climb or anything like that. You just walk around the store and you feel like you've had a workout.
You feel like you could walk out of that store and instantly climb like on a cliff or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there is a rock wall inside so you can climb inside and outside.
Hey, I'll have to come see you and do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, come check us out.
I probably won't.
Well, you're a good man, cool. David. Hey, listen, have a fun weekend. Good luck to the rugby players, and we appreciate you being on the show with us, man.
Bye, David.
Appreciate you guys chatting. See ya.
Later,
thank
dude.
You, David. We have the greatest listeners ever.
Fine
it's
people.
The truth. And another edition of Rattle Off is in the books.